Hello, is this Josh?
This is Josh.
Hey, my name's Chris Murphy. I play in a rock band called Sloan. Are you expecting my call?
I'm expecting your call, and I've heard of that band before. It's quite familiar to me.
We are breaking out big time.
Yeah, that's what
prepare
I've heard.
You're one of those.
You're one of those overnight successes that I've heard about.
That's right.
Just starting to hit big on the airwaves.
We're gonna get best new artist at the Grammys, as while we get a lifetime achievement award at the Junos.
Awesome.
Same here.
Where are you calling from?
New York City.
Beautiful New York City. Is it sweltering?
Perfect.
Nice.
Awesome.
New album is out as of a week and change ago.
Yeah, like last Tuesday. What day is today?
Thursday. Right. So a week and couple days. Parallel play.
There's a guy golfing in the middle of the street. He's hitting. He's hitting like a smashed up milk carton.
And another guy talking.
And there was another guy talking on a. Instead of a cell phone, he was talking on a cup of iced tea.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
New York City is one of a kind. Tell me, the new album's called Parallel Play.
Yes, sir.
And for a number of reasons, just for people who aren't familiar with the psychological term, Parallel Play.
It's a psychological term to describe the behavior of children between the ages of 1 and 3, sort of thing. To describe when they're sort of playing side by side, but they're not necessarily playing together. They're not really interacting, and it's sort of a joke on the way the band works that sometimes... You could accuse us of being that way in the studio or in the bus or on stage.
I guess after 10 albums and years together, you sort of develop your own thing, your own separate styles. Is there animosity, or is it just kind of like, we all have our own interests? Or?
Oh, you know, it's like any family. If you picture someone you've either known or your loved one or your family or your dad or something, just think about... There are probably certain things that you can talk about and certain things you might as well avoid. And, you know, do you want to be constantly butting heads, or do you want to just, like, say, I don't want to have that fight tonight? But honestly, we all get along, and we're all in the same boat. You know, we all split our money four ways, and everybody contributes artistically and creatively. So it's not like, it's not... If people have problems, it's mostly just other people's idiosyncrasies.
This album, half as many songs as 2006. Was it a conscious choice just kind of make a nice tight album, or just like, that's how many songs we have, that's how many we'll put out?
We could have kept going, you know. When we did Never Hear the End of It, we just, you know, there were certain circumstances beyond our control that kept us from being able to put the record out, just like personal stuff that was going on with people's families and stuff. So we just kind of kept recording, and then it was like, well, what do we do with all this stuff? And, you know, the record before had been a long time since we had recorded another record, and that record was we tried to make it kind of consistent, you know, or just we tried sort of weed out the sort of eclecticism that we sometimes have and just sort of make a streamlined rock record, which eliminated some of the songs that we had from going on that record. So we had a lot left over, and then we had all this extra time, and we just thought it was a fun thing to do. And frankly, you know, it was our, you know, eighth record or whatever. Like, we wanted to do something that maybe people would talk about. And we kind of did well with it. It was a nice little hook. You know, the record was 30 songs on it. You know, people talked about it and wrote about it. It's kind of what we needed, you know, not really having a real sexy story where one of us is a junkie or just went out with the Olsen twins or something.
Yeah, everyone's looking for that hook.